Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. The conversation is going to continue. You've heard a lot about Carolina fishing, but now we're going to talk about water of a different kind. In fact, the liquid fire water of moonshine. And of course, the Carolinas throughout the Piedmont, the mountains, believe it or not, even the dismal swamp, the Carolinas, especially North Carolina, regarded for the illegal liquor that came out of it through times. And many of our listeners to the Carolina Outdoors will have a thing or two to think about that, I'm sure, have knowledge of. And I'm going to tell you a little story. But before we delve into it, of course, we're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Each week we come in and break down four different segments for your listening pleasure. You've heard a whole lot about fishing in the previous segment where we talked about freshwater and saltwater, and even broke down the subcategories of the freshwater into warm water fish, cold water fish, and this little caveat of cool water fish. But now we're going to talk a little bit about hiking, because Christopher, I went on a hike. Oh, first off, Christopher Lawing is right here beside me. Welcome.
I'm thrilled to be back. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, we went to talking about hiking a couple of weeks ago. We learned about South Mountain State Park, that area of North Carolina, and in fact, all of the foothills and hills of North Carolina were at one time a predominant maker, or a place of predominant production, of illegal whiskey. In fact, NASCAR, which we celebrate as an international sport these days, but for sure a popular sport here in the U.S., its birthplace came from whiskey runners, or rum runners. One of the most famous, of course, Junior Johnson, from the Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro area, up and down Highway 321. Anyway, with that as the backstop, I went on a hike up in Watauga County, North Carolina, and Christopher, guess what I came upon? Of course, this hike in the mountains is made up of going down into these gullies and valleys, if you will. There's creeks and waterfalls, and as you delve in deeper, there's a lot of tree canopy. But then there's this foundation of a still and barrels that still exist. I don't know how old this foundation was or this still was,
yeah,
but
it
is one of those neat little things. And even here in the Charlotte area, there were plenty of people making homemade whiskey or whiskey for sale illegally back during the 20th century, even the 19th century, but focusing on the 20th century, back in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and so on. Of course, there were also revenuers and local police who were breaking up those stills, but many of the moonshine that came from them had a bunch of different nicknames, whether it be Mountain Dew, Choop, Hooch, Homebrew, Shiny, White Lightning, White Liquor, White Whiskey, and Mash Liquor were just some of the terms that it was known as in the slang world. But, of course, you have spent plenty of time in the woods of the Carolinas. Have you ever had any exposure to a moonshine still, or more importantly, how they work?
Actually, Bill, I sure have, and it hasn't been one that's been decommissioned. It's been a working moonshine still.
Oh, this story just got even better. A working moonshine still. We don't need to tell any of the secrets, except you can whisper it off air if you like.
Oh, don't you worry. It is not going to go into detail too much here, although this did happen in the rolling hills of Catawba County, and quite an interesting sight to see, quite an interesting sight to smell. And you know, it's interesting because if you look at the old Mountain Dew soda logo, it's a, I guess, maybe not a good term in today's world, but a hillbilly sitting there with a tattered shirt and overalls, and he has a big old jug in front of him, and that cork is popped a hole through his, you know, straw hat, and he's, I guess, taking a sip. So that's where, you know, Mountain Dew came from. At least the name is the old drink that Junior Johnson ran around these parts. And anyways, it sure has a distinct smell. The process, as far as I can tell, is a three-part process, and it starts out with, I guess, the mash of whether that's a wheat or a corn, and then the you know, there's a fire and a heat source under that, which causes the mash to turn into an alcohol steam, which is then condensed and distilled over the next two sections, and what it spits out is that clear white lightning that somebody receives when they bottle it and sell it.
Well, of course, they used all kinds of different containers to help produce this, whether it be an old radiator from an automobile or oil can. Of course, the barrels. There were different tools, and a still could be anything from a small, really small, for not high amount of production, maybe personal use or whatever, to these great big elaborate stills with the ability to make thousands of gallons of white lightning or moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
With them. But through that, there were always these nomenclatures or ideas of what could happen. For instance, radiators, especially a used radiator, could poison you. So there were these things like, and many of our listeners will recognize these sayings, but lead burns red and makes you dead.
Yikes.
So that would be if they would put it on a spoon or a small scoop and light it. If the flame was red, it means that it had lead in it and could kill you, could poison you. So red means dead. But if it was a blue flame or a clean, that meant it was clean and okay for consumption.
Wow. Wow, that's fascinating.
He's Christopher Lawing. I'm Bill Bartee. If you get out and explore in our Carolina outdoors, sometimes you can find some of the neatest things. And one of those that I was able to find was a foundation of an old still. I know where there is not a functioning one as you did, but there is a subdivision up in Watauga County that has not a working one, but still has the barrels. Maybe it's 60, 70 years old. I'm not sure. There's water around it, of course, and it's also tucked up under kind of a overhang, because one of the things when they were cooking that would let people know where they were was the smoke or the steam that was coming up from there.
Yeah.
But I'd be interested about yours in the Catawba County. Any other circles regarding moonshine or tales from your day?
Well, I'm thinking about a couple things, and I'm specifically thinking about a couple Andy Griffith episodes where you have Andy and Barney coming to check on, I think it was the Keeper of the Flame episode, and little poor Opie had accidentally been with his friends and were accused of burning down a barn. Well, as it turns out, the man whose barn they, quote, burned down had been operating a still, and when Andy and Barney came to check it out, Barney went to go get a drink of water out of a barrel, took a drink, and in about 5 minutes came back drunk. And that's when Andy Griffith realized, oh, you, Farmer Brown, were operating a still. My little boy did not burn down your barn. It was you who let your still get out of hand.
One of the dangers of making illegal whiskey, and of course many of our listeners to the Carolina Outdoors, I'm sure, have stories of their own. But if you are on a trail in the mountains, or it doesn't even have to be in the mountains, it can be in any of our communities, throughout the Carolinas, if you know a place that you're bushwhacking, or maybe there is a trail, a walking path there, if there's water nearby, or maybe an overhang, or tucked away where nobody can see you or find it, that may be a great place for a still to have been in prior years. Now people have moved on to other illegal things, not necessarily making whiskey. Hey, I'd like to point out to everyone, of course, the Carolina Outdoors is available early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. It's also available wherever you may listen to a podcast. Just type in Carolina Outdoors. Right now we're on Facebook Live as well, so you can go back and see us putting this segment together beforehand in studio Jesse Brown's before TJ Boggs gets hold of it and makes us all sound good and even look better. He's Christopher Lyne. I'm Bill Barty. We're going to take a quick break and be back on the other side of the Carolina Outdoors.